Incognito. So what was the vibe there? I mean, this is a weird deal. You got a team that just drafted a bunch of dudes, claim that it's all about character, moving to Vegas. This could be a one-year thing, so maybe that's the way they answered it. Like, hey, it's only for Oakland. We don't care if we have creeps on the team in Oakland.
Yeah, I know your feeling about, you know, quote-unquote, you know, troubled athletes or creeps, as you just called them, and bringing them to a city and, you know, exposing them to the culture. Like, if Pac-Man Jones were playing for the team or something like that, it's a menace to society. And I think, you know, Richie Incognito has had enough incidents to kind of make you think about that and kind of worry about that. And I think it's certainly a story worth covering. But as you said, it's a one-year deal, a minimum deal, and the Raiders can cut ties with him. But I think there is a, you know, a philosophical debate to be had about how you handle guys that clearly have mental issues. And, you know, I don't think it's any secret that Richie Incognito has mental issues. It's not just, you know, getting in trouble off the field. There's mental problems there. We've read a lot about what's happened, what he's done and the things that he's done in the last couple of years, especially since he's been out of football. And, you know, do you want to bring that guy around? And I think you could certainly make the argument that not having football has led to a lot of those issues. He's certainly seemed to have spiraled out of control a bit since not playing football. So are they providing a service to the community by giving him a job and, you know, keeping him at least off the streets for the time being? Or are you enabling him even more and paying him and rewarding him for, you know, just for being a football player despite all the things he's done outside? I think there's not really a right answer to that, and I hope that the Raiders have everything in place. They said they do. They said they're committed to not only, you know, making him a, you know, giving an opportunity as a football player, but also helping make him a better person. They said they have all the resources in place that he could need, and they spoke to him about what he might need in place to improve himself as a human being, and you hope that's true, and you hope that, you know, having this opportunity and, you know, having something to keep him occupied keeps him a little more focused. From everything we hear, he's in as good a place as he's been in a long time right now, and you would hope that that continues. But, you know, there's been a lot of jokes, obviously, about Richie Incognito. I know the Raiders have been killed as a team, but I don't think it's necessarily a terrible thing that he's employed again if he's on the right path and if the foundation and the structure is there for him to help improve.
You think this is going to be a new thing in sports where people will take on projects, troubled individuals, and say, hey, it's all about mental health. We're trying to help this person. Like, can the Browns use that for Kareem Hunt? Can the Chiefs just keep Tyreek Hill? Hey, he's got mental issues. We're going to help him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't foresee it. And let's not kid ourselves. The Raiders are not taking on a project to help a guy who has mental issues. They're taking on a project because they needed a left guard who could play for them and to try to help them get better as a football team. And you could make the same, obviously the same case about those other guys. But listen, in the end, I think this is strictly a football decision that they hope works out for them. And they have to say all the right things about the mental health aspect and trying to help him be better and help him be in a better place. But if he can't play, he's not going to be on the team. Whether, you know, they think they're helping him or not, that's really all that matters in the end. And that's what you see with a lot of guys. And I don't think that's really going to change in the sports world anytime soon. If you can help them, you're going to be out there. And if you can't, you won't.
This is fascinating. It really is. Like, I was being serious. Like, I wonder if there's going to be a wave of defenders for Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill. And what's the line? Like, is it assaulting women? That's beyond getting, you know, that you can't use the mental health excuse. I just wonder where the line's going to be drawn.
Well, I mean, that will be – it's a good debate to have. And like I said, I think there is a case to be made that, you know, he's gotten much, much worse without football. And are you helping him and helping society by having him around? I don't think it's a ridiculous thing to try to claim.
I'm not arguing with you. It's actually – this opens up a whole new discussion. Jared, you wanted to jump in?
I just wanted to ask, like, do we really think that if he has mental health issues that football – is the best thing to, like, maybe football caused this? Is that a possibility?
I don't think that's wrong at all. And again, I think that it's such a layered debate because there is a real lack of understanding of mental health in the world in general, not just in sports. And I think in sports it's even more pronounced because there's just a culture of, you know, oh, get over it, be a tough guy, and everything else. So I think it's a societal question and a societal debate that's really worth having and that's really worth continuing to study. But I think you're right. A lot, you know, is it possible that a lot of his mental troubles are caused by CTE or things like that? Yeah, that's certainly a possibility. And I think it's something that a lot of people have raised about different players and different things that have gone on. But it's, I don't think we're very close to solving it. And, you know, until we get there, there's always going to be debates and there's always going to be questions. And, you know, people are going to try to figure out what's right and what's wrong and what's best and everything else. And I think it's a case where you look and you say, what he's done, has he been a jerk at times? Yeah, of course. Is it a lot of things that are wrong in his brain and people don't really understand him? Yeah, I think that's certainly the case as well. But you also can't just justify awful acts and awful behaviors by saying mental illness. It's a real thing, and you have to understand it and try to you know, be understanding and figure those things out. But at the same time, you can't just say mental illness causes all of these issues and that, you know, all these things can be excused because of it. It's a very fine line and a tough debate to have. And I think the Raiders, I don't think they're claiming, hey, we're trying to do the right thing and help him out. I think they're saying, hey, we're going to give him a shot. If he can play football, he can. And if he's here, we're going to help him out while he's here. But after that, you know, he's kind of on his own. And you know, we'll see how this works out for him and how it works out for the team.